My name is Larissa Kelly. I graduated in 2002. I have a number of roles, some would say the most important of which is a mother. I've got two small children, a 2- and a 4-year-old, which, as everyone says, they keep me really busy. My other role on the professional front is I'm an executive at an organisation called Development WA. And Development WA is the state government's property development arm. I've recently started there about 3 months ago. And before that, I was in the public service at the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage. And I've worked as a professional public servant for the majority of my career, including being seconded into a political office for about 5 years as a chief of staff. So I've had a really broad professional career, which I've enjoyed so far. I started off with lolly shop owner. That was when I was, 3 or 4. And my main objective in life was to get down to the shop and spend my 20 cents on lollies. And I thought that owning that enterprise would be the pinnacle of anybody's career. That progressed to I wanted to be a policewoman at some stage. I think, that comes from probably having a dad that was in the police force at the time and, seeing that you could do some good there. I remember being in a careers class of some description at St. Norbert's, and it was a Butte new system which you put in what you like to do and what your interests were. It would choke out a job that you might be good at. And that produced librarian. So that was always an option as well. Respect that profession, but probably not for me. Also, I think the one that I really had my heart set on in year 11 and 12 and thought I'd pursue for sure was the law and to be a lawyer. I think, there's lots of shows on TV about lawyers. And at that time, some of, the younger listeners wouldn't know it, but Ally McBeal was on. And I really loved Ally McBeal. I wasn't really meant to watch it, but I did anyway. And that took me down a path of thinking I wanted to be a lawyer. So, I guess the main thing is things change, and I wasn't any of those things. When I left St. Norbert's, I think I was socially prepared. I think it has a lot to do, and this is just my personal opinion, I think going to a co-ed school prepared me well for life beyond. In the world, you encounter people of all kinds of of backgrounds and gender identification. I just, in year 11 and 12, I felt the threads really came together for me of all the subjects that I studied. And my favourites were economics and history and English literature. And I think that's when the dots started to join up in my head about a few things about the world and the way that people interpreted them and the skills of how to think critically. There were teachers at the school that helped me develop those skills, and that was that critical thinking skill. I remember looking at it in reports and thinking, what on earth does that mean? What education mumbo jumbo is that? And looking back now, I do understand what that means. And yes, together with my family, of course, which influences me hugely, I had the skill to ask some good questions, and that's held me in pretty good stead. When I first started, and that transition from primary school when you get to high school and all the things that you have in your head that you think high school means, and being really nervous about making that transition. And I was someone that came from St. Joseph's, so I already knew people. And even then I was still apprehensive, as most people are. And I just remember the lockers, and I remember the combinations on the lockers, and numbers and spatial awareness probably isn't my strength. And I just remember standing at that locker. I was tall, so at least I had that going for me. I could reach the thing, unlike some of my littler colleagues, and just spinning it one way and the other way and just not being able to get in and thinking, am I going to make it through high school? Because I can't work out this combination. I do remember that, and someone did help me. And you know what, when I was in year 12, when the newbie started, I made it my mission to stand by the lockers and to calmly help people, and I'd go up to them and try and assist. I feel fortunate that I was able to go there at times for reasons that I didn't appreciate at the time. I do. The two things are be curious. It's really good to ask questions and to be curious about the world. And in my case, that's what drove me to learn. I was just so curious, and I probably drove my parents and others mad, just constantly asking questions. And if that doesn't come naturally to you, that's okay too. And the second one, which is linked, is to get to know yourself and give yourself some time to get to know yourself properly, and know that you know, when you're a teenager, you won't know, well, you don't know yourself properly. It takes some time. And even as a now 37-year-old, I'm still learning those things, but you don't know it all yet. And you don't truly know what's driving you, what your motivations are, and what your values are, but you're certainly starting to form them. And that's why high school is such an important time. St. Norbert College, I mean, it's special for different reasons to lots of people, because it's such a formative time of your life, and where you start to think about the world in certain ways and form your values, which is influenced by all the things that the school teaches and the school's ethos. But, you know, from my perspective, my dad went to St. Norbert's as well in the very early days. So it grounds you, and it's grounded me. It grounds you in a time, and it grounds you in a place, and it's part of a community. And I'm sure that's, again, something that other people say, but it really is part of a community. It sits in a suburb attached to a parish with lots of history and lots of connections to people who have, come from all different places in the world, who have come from all different economic circumstances, who've worked really hard to get to where they're getting to. And having exposure to all those kinds of cultures and all those different walks of life has been really good for me in my life and in my career. And when I'm approaching, in my career, I've approached lots of different, problems really, or policy problems or conundrums. And I really value that St. Norbert's gave me that exposure to, what would the community and what would the real person really think about at this? And that's something that, isn't true of everyone, and everyone doesn't have that opportunity. So, yeah, I think being grounded in a community and being linked to a time and place that has deep roots is, something that made it different and important to me.